everyone, welcome back to Morning Minutes. My name is Lena, and it is an awesome day to be a Christian. We are in a series called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom to Everyday Life. We are today in episode 11, and you can find all these episodes at livingwithpower.org/morningminutes. We are in episode 11 called Biblical Growth Strategies. Paul is speaking to a church that needs help, and they need help in their growth. And they have been comparing themselves and factions between leaders. One is after Paul, the other after Apollos, and the other after Peter. And those strategies are not helpful to grow a church. And so here we are in 1 Corinthians 3, 6 through 15. And we're going to look at biblical growth strategies that apply to us as humans, individuals, but mostly as a church. And so let us read the verses and then come up with some thoughts. Paul writes, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. This is a huge verse if you do anything in ministry or if you don't, just if in your life. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive his wages according to his labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on a foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. Biblical growth strategies. We're going to draw three concepts out of these verses. Paul is reminding the Christians in Corinth of how God grows his church. Number one, when it comes to biblical growth, only God gives true growth. Humans don't bring growth. God is the one that brings growth. We're just the instruments that God uses. And praise God, he uses us. Not only does he use us, he calls us fellow laborers, fellow workers. So God, that's his plan, is to use us to grow the field. And so humans, the church, you know, we are God's field, but God's building, but he uses certain individuals to till the, you know, to do the work. But ultimately, it is not Apollos, it is not Paul that does the growth, and it is only God. And so it is not a competition. It's not an individual sport. It is not, oh, my church is so big now and we're so much better than them, because we're all one. So if you're in a church of 20, you're no less worthy than if you're in a church of 10,000. We are not in an individual sport. I grew up in sports and I was not very good at it, but I always was in individual sports. I swam, I ran. And that's not how the world works when it comes to the church. It is not an individual sport. It is a team sport with one superstar, and his name is Jesus. Here's another good thing. It is not performance-based initiative. I'm really good at what I'm doing, therefore it's going to do really well. No! There are people who have not been so talented and God used so mightily. Why? Because of their heart and their surrender and because of God's will. And so it is God's church, and he decides who he uses and how he uses them. Why does God use one person in one way and another in the other? It's not because one person is better than them. I'll watch Twitter sometimes, and there was a season where I would see people, like 300 people came to Jesus, 500 people got baptized, and as if that person is doing anything better than somebody else. Now, maybe they meant to glorify God. I don't want to judge their motives, but ultimately, just because you share Christ with one person and see fruit with one person, I think of missionaries who spent 20 years in foreign countries and three people would come to Jesus before the work took off. And did that make them any less what God had them be? No, God is the one who decides growth. Ours is to be faithful, is to do what he's called us to do. So when it comes to biblical growth, only God gives true growth. Number two, when it comes to biblical growth, only grace invites me to participate. Why does God use us? Because of grace. Grace is this undeserved gift of favor of God. And grace is God accomplishing in us what we cannot accomplish in ourselves, and God accomplishing through us what we cannot accomplish in ourselves. So we cannot do the work God's called us to do. He's called you to share Christ with those in your work. You might say, well, they won't even let me talk about Jesus at my work. You worry about that. You live faithfully. You live obediently. You live biblical principles in your work, and let God shine through you. And he'll change hearts through you. So God's grace gives me the strength to be a co-laborer. God's grace opens my eyes to the true foundation. God's grace gives me the patience to see the outcome. That's the hardest thing, is that you might be in a season where you don't see any fruit. I know that season. And the tendency is to want to quit in that season and be like, well, God, I'm not a co-laborer. Maybe they are. Maybe Beth Moore is. Maybe, you know, whoever your favorite preacher is. And that's not true. God gives us patience by his grace to wait to see the outcome. And some of us won't see the outcome till eternity. And then the fire. And then if you've been faithful and if you've been working in the name of Christ for the glory of Christ, that work will sustain. So number three, when it comes to biblical growth, only time will reveal true worth. Trials reveal true faith from false. As you live your life and your faith will be purified through the trials in your life, but time reveals the strength of your foundation. As you face trials, if your foundation is built on Jesus, and if your foundation is built on God's promises, it doesn't matter whether you're known or not. It doesn't matter if you have followers or not. It doesn't matter. Listen, I'm speaking now to any of you who are in ministry. It doesn't matter how many books you write or how many books you sell and how many people come to your church. God is the one who gives the fruit. Ours is to be faithful. And if you're in a church that has become famous and well-known and you have your pastor has a lot of followers, do not think for a minute that God prefers you over everybody else. That's just God's favor for now. And tomorrow things might change. But as long as Jesus is the foundation, we're going to be okay. So, biblical growth strategies, only God gives growth. He invites us by his grace to participate, and only time will reveal true worth. Are you working, is the question. Are you co-laboring with Christ in some fashion? And if not, why not? Listen, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. We'll end with that today, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.